is free 99. Actually, remove the 99. It's completely free. I love that. I love it. I'm totally here for it. And so I went on the website just to kind of get some more information, and I do encourage people to do that. So if you wouldn't mind sharing the website URL.
Yes, so people can get information at SurreyFusionFestival.ca, or they can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at SurreyBCEvents, and then
Awesome.
on Facebook it's Surrey Fusion Festival.
Love it, love it. And I will ensure that I put all the links in the show notes as well. One thing that I did notice when I checked out the website is the images, it looks really well attended. Is that kind of, what's been happening throughout the years?
Yes, for sure. Last year, I believe we had over 75,000 attendees throughout the weekend. And a few years ago, we had our record-breaking attendance, which was 110,000 throughout the weekend. So I think with the World Cup coming to the region this year and our theme, and obviously the cultural pavilions and 8 different stages of music and entertainment, all of that will bring people out to the weekend.
Absolutely. And so with it being 2 days, I'm assuming that the pavilion, like the vendors and such, will kind of be the same throughout the both days, but will the artists be the same?
No, so we do have 8 stages of entertainment throughout the festival site. On our main stage, though, for Saturday, our headliner is 5440, which is a
Oh
local
my
rock
gosh.
band, very well known as well. And then supporting them will be Fionn before them.
Right on.
They're a really cool twin sister rock band duo as well. So
Amazing.
Saturday we'll be rocking.
Yes.
And then Sunday night, we have Kulwinder Billa, who's a Punjabi singer,
Nice.
very well known as well as the headliner. And just before then, we'll have the Folk Turbinators.
Awesome. And
Yeah, so you really get a diversity of music. It is a fusion of all different cultures. You'll see different cultural dances, cultural singing, drums, anything really you'll find around the world.
I love it. And so we talked about where it's located. We talked about the days. We talked that the we shared that it's free, but I'm curious about like the timing. So is this sort of like an all-day thing? Both
It's
days?
11 a.m. to 10 p.m. both days.
Okay, so you can make a complete day of it, like clearly family friendly.
Yes, very family friendly.
I
We
love it.
have a family zone as well, with free crafts and lots of exhibitors to keep the kids busy. We also have amusement rides and inflatables, so there's really something for everyone to stay busy and have fun throughout the day.
Awesome. And again, everybody, I am going to put all the details in the show notes. But before I let you go, Amy, is there anything about the festival that maybe we didn't touch on that would be helpful for new folks?
I don't think so. I think we kind of covered it all. I do want to shout out all of the cultural pavilions that participate each year. It's a lot of work for them to bring everything together and come each year, cook the food, provide the displays, be on site those both days, and they really are the heartbeat of our festival. So, if anything, everyone should come out to try all the different foods from around the world from them.
Absolutely. And by navigating the website, you can get sort of a little bit of an inside look as to some of the pavilions that you can expect to see, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, well, Amy, my goodness, what a short conversation, but all we needed to know was the deets, and I think that this is going to be an incredible time to just learn about a lot of other cultures, listen to great music, and eat incredible food.
That is very well summed up.
All right, well, thank you so much, Amy. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Hello, hello, hello. Guess what? I am back. That was my conversation with Amy Kim. We talked about the Surrey Fusion Festival, but I also now have my colleague who is downtown. World Cup action is happening. Jesse, can you hear me? And
I'm just curious if you can hear me now. No, I cannot hear you. Let's try you again.
Just print a sample one.
Hello, hello, Jesse. Okay, so Jesse, if you could call me back one more time, and we're gonna try to see if we can get you on air, because I don't hear you right now. So I'm gonna hang up, try me again.
Hello?
Oh, look at life. Here we are.
There we are.
Oh my gosh, I can hear you. That's great. Okay, so tell me how things are going.
It's electric. I have never seen anything like this for sports in Vancouver. Just like people shoulder to shoulder, all the way from Science World down to the stadium along Quebec Street. So much red and white. It helps that I guess it's Switzerland versus Canada, so that's the color for both.
Yes.
There's so many people, so many different languages being spoken, so many chants, so much red smoke, fireworks, so much noise. It's like I said, I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this here in Vancouver.
Okay, and tell me, there's a lot of people, visuals you kind of gave us. What do you feel like the energy is like with folks? Like, what's the spirit?
So positive and excited. People are, singing and chanting, which is a sound, but also an energy, right? Everybody's smiling and talking to everyone around them, and they're people of every age, every walk of life. It's really great.
Amazing. And I'm curious, have you ever witnessed anything similar to this in your lifetime?
No, I mean, the only thing I can really think to compare it to is obviously the 2010 Olympics or the Canucks Stanley Cup run the year after. But even that was never quite this exuberant and positive, I don't feel like. And particularly for a pre-event. The game hasn't even happened yet and people are out celebrating and cheering. There's a beer garden on right outside of Science World that is just full of people. It's just a positive energy and excitement that usually seems absent when it comes to sports in Vancouver. It's usually all more dread, I would say.
Agreed. Now, one last thing I wanna just point out, and I'm curious your thoughts. At the beginning of the show today, I talked about this little heat wave we've got going on, and all the ways to keep cool. What is that like down there right now?
Well, luckily, most people are wearing hats.
Yay.
I strongly endorse.
Yes.
Every patch of shade is very, very valuable. For the folks who are just walking down the street, it's cooking. For sure.
Yeah.
So I hope people are staying hydrated and taking advantage of that one open plastic bottle that you're allowed to bring into the stadium.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Jesse, I want to just thank you so much. I'm so glad that we did this. CGSF family, we are going to be trying to do this on a regular basis, and it actually works. So I'm so glad you got a chance to call in. And please soak up all the energy for the rest of us here.
Will do. Thanks. And if you're out there listening and you can still make it down here, I think it's going to be a party for a while. So come check it out.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. And have fun.
Thanks.
All right.
The rest
Thank
of your
you.
Show.
And yes, that was my coworker, Jesse, who is downtown right now near BC Place. Pretty much in the midst of sea of red and white because the game Canada versus Switzerland is happening at noon today. So there is a lot of great energy going on. And now I'm going to get back into playing a couple of tracks before I have another interview to share. So let's take a listen to Pretty Never by Salt Horse. Again, they were such a great band to check out when I was in Calgary.
Laser fleas, burn holes in your dreams while you're sleeping. The ugly may be beautiful, the pretty never.
That was Salt Horse with Pretty Never. And now let's take a listen to a conversation I did with Am Joel, executive artist director of the Indian Summer Festival that is taking place across venues in Vancouver, Burnaby, and Surrey this summer. So let's take a listen. This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Am Johal, Executive Artistic Director of the Indian Summer Festival that's taking place at venues across Vancouver, Burnaby, and Surrey from July 9th to 19th, 2026. So Am, thank you so much for joining me. How are you?
Great. Wonderful to be here with you, Nicole. Great to be able to join your folks, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Yes, wonderful. So let's get into the Indian Summer Festival. I would love to for you to maybe share a bit about the history and tell us a little bit about the festival.
Absolutely. We like to think of ourselves as the festival for curious minds. We're into our 16th year. I first came across the festival when the founder, Suresh Rao, and Laura Bispalko joined me on a Skype call. I was working at SFU School for Temporary Arts and Community Engagement, and they wanted to start a festival, and SFU was a partner in its early years for about a decade. And so it happened downtown at the Woodwards campus at the School for Contemporary Arts. It's a multi-arts festival, so we have music, theater, dance, visual arts, literature, so many different ways that the festival links in with community and cultural partners. I later on joined the board, and then last year I was the curator in residence, and now I've slept into the executive artistic director role. So part of my role is to come up with a curatorial theme,
yes,
and this is the basis by which we do our invitations. Oh, to artists. There's a little bit of everything. Of course, being a South Asian festival, once we finish one meal, we like to speak about the next meal as South Asian people. And we share that with many other cultures. And so there's food and other things built into the festival as well. It's a
Awesome.
one part of the cultural landscape of Vancouver in the summer with Folk Fest and Jazz Fest and so many other things going
Right,
on.
right. I love that. And you mentioned theme because that was actually going to be my next question is what is the theme for this year?
I'll start with last year when I came in. Our theme last year was borderless solidarity. It's trying to think beyond the nation state, to think beyond the kinds of things that keep communities separated. We're in loaded geopolitical times. These have been with us before, and so this year the theme is called Ragas for a Ruptured World. Ragas in Indian classical music are a kind of structure for improvisation, and we're using that term metaphorically to think about the different ways in which we deal with a world that's unraveling as a kind of open question, and to think about what the role of art and culture is within that in terms of our own forms of investigation, research, expression in various art forms. And so in pulling together the statement, which is up on our website, it's the basis by which we start to have conversations with artists to invite them to be part of the festival and ask them to reflect on ways they can see themselves inside the work. It's not meant to be overly didactic, but just an invitation for them to interpret the theme in their own way and to bring something of their work inside of that. And so that will be what sort of holds the festival together. But we're really excited to have a mix of comedians, musicians, writers, outdoor free events, along with having a chance to be out in Burnaby and Surrey as well in the region.
I love that. And it brings me on then to my next question is that if I'm new, just listening now for the first time and hearing about the festival, what is the what advice would you give to like navigate the festival for the first time? Would it be like heading to the website and like, you know, what
I think going to the website is a great way to just see the range of performances and activities that are happening. Where we have a little hub down on Granville Island where we have micro performances going on. There's going to be a gong library that will be free to visit during the day to make whatever kind of noises you want to. We use the Waterfront Theater for artist talks. So we have Julian Brave Noisecat, who's Academy Award nominated documentary director of Sugarcane. He has a great book called We Survived the Night, and I'll be in conversation with him early in the festival. We have a wonderful comedian coming, Vidura Bandara Rajapaksa, a Sri Lankan comedian who's been based in Berlin and London. He's never been to Vancouver before, but he does a kind of, you know, heady post-colonial humor, sort of puncturing at some of the stereotypes and myths of the global South and other places. And he does a great job of unpacking. I've just been actually trying to work to get his visa to Canada, which for, you know, artists that require visas to come to Canada, it was already pretty difficult before. And now new biometric requirements, it's quite a hassle to just have artists arrive into the city.
So I'm, you know, sending the vibes that it all works out smoothly because yeah, they sound fantastic. My next question, so you did kind of mention this, but I do want to kind of stress this as well, is that there are like a lot of free options at the festival.
Yes, that's right. Like I said, the Gong Library on Granville Island will be free to access once it's open during the festival. We are also going to be in Punjabi Market on the final day of the festival, which is a free event. We have a full 10-piece Qawwali band called Naksh that will be performing alongside poets who will be doing some call and response with them. So it'll be like 3 hours outdoors at Punjabi market, which is really fantastic. We also have some art installations as well. We
Okay.
have wonderful artists from Victoria Farheen Haque, who will have two video pieces up on the Mount Pleasant Community Art Screen. We partnered with the Grunt Gallery that programs that screen, so that will be up during the festival the entire time. So there's going to be a number of free events that people can access, and then other events that are ticketed.
Awesome. And I just want to plug for everyone again. The festival is going to be taking place from July 9th to 19th. The website is indiansummerfest.ca, and I will make sure that I include that into the show notes as well so that, it's easy for people to access. And are you on sort of the social media streets as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on Instagram and Facebook primarily under Indian Summer Festival. You'll be able to find all of the posts and learn more about the artists from the posts that are going up. We try and do a mix of artists that are coming in from out of town, really focusing on emerging artists, and as well as local artists as well, and sometimes performing together. For example, we have Rashmeet Gore, who has had a meteoric rise in India, who does Punjabi and Sufi music. She had a recent collaboration with a Kashmiri musician. She's doing her first tour through North America. She was just in Toronto at the Luminato Festival doing a free concert at Harbourfront Center. She's
Wow.
in Brooklyn right now, going to be in San Francisco and other places, but it'll be her first ever concert in Vancouver. So we're really excited to be presenting her work. And opening will be Asad Khan, who is a DJ based here, but he has a project called Sama, which he plays vinyl records, everything from Hindi to Sufi to other
Wow.
pieces. It's a deep listening experience. I saw him
Oh.
for Ali Sethi at the Chan Center. It's a really, really special experience. So he's going to open for Rashmeet Gore. And they have previously collaborated on some music before, which I didn't know about when I paired them together. So I wasn't a curatorial genius on my part. It's pure coincidence, but it's really wonderful that they're going to be performing at the Playhouse on Saturday, July the 11th.
Love, love that. And with the fact that this is the 16th year, I would assume that you like there's a great attendance year after year, correct?
Obviously, we were like all festivals affected by the pandemic, having to go online, and then as many festivals depleted through their reserves and are on, tight financial positions right now, and particularly with FIFA in town, where the cost of airline flights and hotels have gone up substantively. Although they've come down now, it's too late for our planning
Of
cycle.
course.
And so it really disrupted, what our expenses are and what our revenues are going to be. And so I really hope your listeners would come out and support, all the festivals, not just ours, Folk Fest, Jazz Fest, many others, because we're all going through precarious financial times right now. I'm chair of the Vancouver International Film Festival. Also, that happens in October, but we've also had challenging financial times. And so, we had a choice of either going inward and doing a smaller festival, and we decided to go the other way and let's just go for it and take a risk and hope that the public would come out and support. We have a wonderful veteran musician Tarun Nair, who is performing with his modern biology project. We're going to be doing an outdoor concert at Van Dusen Gardens. Tarun uses plant electricity, which he hooks into synthesizers, and really, some people call it mushroom music, some people call it pieces. His work is inspired by an Indian scientist from the early 20th century, who a polymath who did a lot of work, early work around plant electricity. And so he does this project in Berlin. He travels around the world with this project. And so we're really excited to have it be in outdoors in a beautiful, lush setting like Van Dusen Gardens. And we're going to bring up food trucks and other pieces. And so really excited about enjoying the summer weather outside and listening to the music that our plants and other living beings, the more than human, make.
I love that. And I just want to put it out there, listeners, stay tuned because I am going to be chatting with Tarun next week. So we'll be able to, you know, listen to him talk about this. And it looks so exciting. I want to be there for that because when I started to read into it, I'm like, OMG, this is great.
Totally, totally.
All right, Em, I just want to thank you again for joining me. Before I let you go, is there anything, you know, you might want to share that maybe we didn't touch on?
Yeah, I'll just mention a couple events that might be interesting to your listenership. We have Abby Govindan, who will also be doing a Vancouver debut at the Rio. She's a comedian. She's 29 years old. She's been going full time as a comedian touring this year, which is a very difficult thing to do when you're just breaking out.
Yes.
And we're really excited to have her play the Rio on Wednesday, July the 15th. That'll be a really great event. And on Granville Island, we have a micro a performance project with an actress named Anita Majumder, who grew up in Port Coquitlam. Mm. And it's a work called Why We Work Out. We only have seating for about 30 people per show. Mm-hmm. And she's actually going to go through an entire workout as part of the performance. Sometimes she's confused, so she's really going to get her cardio going. But it should be an interesting piece that's really introspective about the body and the times that we're living in. And certainly, we're going to be in the beautiful Ismaili Center in Burnaby, where the Mohammed Ahsani Quartet will be playing. It's an architectural masterpiece. Wow. The Ismaili Center, and for, you know, a lot of people don't have an opportunity to go there, to chance to see that space and hear the music of Mohammed Ahsani. And this one last event out in Surrey, we're doing a night of raga music, which really ties to our curatorial theme. Yeah. Raga Echoes is going to be doing a night of Indian nightingales, so music. Classic music from the 50s and 60s that a lot of people remember from old films. And then Ragaverse, which is the lead singer is Shruti Ramani, who combines Indian classical training with jazz music and improvisation. Awesome. She does really remarkable work in terms of breaking out into new forms. And so really looking forward to a big audience being out there in Surrey.
Amazing. Thank you so much again, everybody. I will put the link in the show notes so that you can kind of check all of these artists that Em just kind of shared. And I hope, you know, everybody takes some time to visit because it is, you know, it's quite a lot of time for the festival itself. You've got about 10 days. So I think there's going to be something for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's indiansummerfest.ca. Please do come join
us.
Yes,
absolutely. Again, thank you so much, Em.
Yeah, thank you, Nicole. Take care.
And that was my conversation with Em Joel, and we talked about the Indian Summer Festival happening in the summer. Is happening in July, and I am going to ensure that I put all the show notes, but just like that, we are at the end of the show. Next up, we have Democracy Now, as per usual, but I just want to let you know what we've got for Speak Up tomorrow. Jesse is going to be joined with Caitlin Terrell, a student at SFU for the School of the Contemporary Arts, and also CJSF intern for the Spring 2026 semester, and as part of her internship, Caitlin has produced the 7-episode miniseries Nuke Me, which has been airing during the Friday Speak Up time spot. So tune in for a discussion about the process of producing the show, lessons learned, and more. Again, I want to thank you for joining me on this really fun episode, and stay cool and see you next week.